Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Coaching Collective Weekly. Today is September 21st, 2021. We thought we'd try a new format this week, audio style. We're big believers in the audio format here. We hope that this format will allow you to collect all the information that we've presented in this newsletter without having to read it while you grab your morning cup of coffee or have your lunch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this sort of podcast. Big news this week in the Apple universe, whether you like Apple or not. Their new iOS 15 has a lot of big changes. And if you're listening to this podcast, then you are probably in the marketing and e-commerce world. Apple's a brand that I love to hate and hate to love. I hate Apple, but I love my iPhone, my iPad, and my MacBook Pro. Apple's technology makes my life easier, yet it makes my business life challenging. Tim Cook says that Apple's privacy focus is designed to protect consumers, but is that really their motive? Does Apple have something to gain where advertisers lose out? Likely. I feel for all our readers, members, and partners, you have spent years developing processes, systems, and protocols designed to deal with consumers on their iPhones, iPads, and iMacs. But after today and the changes they made last year, you must feel betrayed, frustrated, and angry. It makes me wonder if the I and all these product names represent me, the consumer, or Apple themselves. I like my hair too much to pull it out, so instead, today, I will stop griping and start planning ways to work around the challenges Apple has created. If you don't know what I'm referring to, please read one or all of the articles in our newsletter this week and the suggestions that we make that will help you overcome some of the challenges Apple has inflicted on your business. If you know what I'm talking about, jump ahead. Otherwise, read the articles. There's three articles here in the newsletter this week. One is titled, Apple iOS 15 has marketers poised for hardship. The second one, iOS 15 is coming out on September 20th with the paint barely dry on app tracking transparency. And then the third one, why email marketers are calling Apple's iOS 15 update a proverbial nail in the coffin. As I sit here waiting for my iOS 15 update to finish, I'm pondering ideas to help our members overcome any challenges it presents for their marketing strategies. This takes me back to about a year ago when Apple released iOS 14.5. Back then, some people believed it was the beginning of the end to ad targeting. Cohorts were all the rage, and traditional media channels came into vogue again. Since then, many marketers have focused on the things they could control, like creative, content targeting, and leveraging old channels that have joined the 21st century. Sometimes the best solution isn't the obvious one. Over the coming days and weeks, you will read headlines and articles about how email marketing is dead because brands can't measure open rates or leverage geolocation data. I would first remind people that only about half of US consumers use an iPhone, and less than that globally. Sure, they are the more coveted ones because they're willing to shell out $1,000 for an iPhone, but that doesn't mean there aren't other customers to be had. I would also note that open rates are just one data point in a litany of data points marketers and analysts can look at. In the end, all that matters is engagement and sales. There are a number of things marketers can do today that will help them overcome the challenges iOS 15 presents to them. Some of these solutions will be directly related to email, and some will be indirect, but it can help achieve the same goals. There are absolutely many more than the ones we'll discuss today, but hopefully these will get the creative juices flowing. So let us dive in. The first solution is by a company called Zembula. They integrate with your existing ESP and help brands personalize their email with engaging content tools. Just because you won't know who and when someone is opening your email doesn't mean you can't personalize it to generate higher engagement. This will make users want to click through to your website and probably buy at a higher rate and higher AOV. Zembula hosted a webinar last week that reviewed 5 tools to boost engagement. So click on the link in the newsletter and watch that webinar. It's only about 30 minutes. They're going to discuss ways that you can engage consumers in a more personalized way. They have 5 distinct widgets that you can pull into your email that will engage consumers right out of the gate so that they click, through to your website, and they are more likely to purchase a product. So check them out. FindMine is a different kind of personalization tool that leverages a brand's catalog to create personal experiences in ads, on landing pages, in email, and on product display pages. Imagine sending a user an email highlighting an outfit that you identified as being on target based on your data. And because your product targeting was so spot on, she clicked through the email and landed on a page with the entire outfit instead of just one product. Now you have made it easier for her, the consumer, to double her spend with you. All you need to execute something like this is your catalog. No pixels, no integration, nothing. This is a great way to extend your brand, to make sure that consumers understand how to use your products the way you envision them using your products, and not simply a recommendation tool that says people who looked at this also looked at that. If you can carry this through to your entire site, it's an amazing experience, but certainly something you should consider this holiday season just in your email, because it's so easy to implement and personalizes the experience in a way that is more likely to drive users to your website from your email. Now, Textual takes email strategy and moves it over to SMS text messaging. We have all seen those pop-ups when landing on a website asking for our mobile phone number in exchange for 10% off our next purchase, right? Well, instead of just giving away money, why not offer up a value? You can still leverage your website traffic to pop up a message, but say something to the effect of, be the first to know when our new collection arrives, or be the first to know when our sales launch. Textual then makes SMS a shopping experience instead of an information experience. Brands could push a product of the week with a countdown timer in an SMS, and the user can text to buy without ever visiting the site. Textual handles the entire back end. Imagine sending someone in your database a text message that says, today only, black t-shirts, $9.99. And all they have to do is text back one. And then you text back size, and they text back medium. And then transaction is complete because they've given you their credit card already and permission to charge them. Obviously, you follow up with an email confirming the purchase, but the user never had to go to your website to make that purchase. Now, Pebble Post could be an amazing alternative to email. Pebble Post is physical mail that is targeted and delivered via digital data and workflows. Pebble Post learns your shoppers' behaviors and segments users based on their propensity to buy. Then they target the right consumers with messages designed for them. Pebble Post helps brands get their message into the home where a decision is likely going to be made. What's really cool is that they have their own user graph that covers 98% of US homes, and they measure success via incrementality, so you know exactly what their value is from start to finish. Pebble Post has a retargeting product that allows you to deliver these postcards within 2 to 3 days based on the products they've shown interest in, but then you can also use your conversion data to build lookalike modeling and leverage their graph to target more users that look like your buyers by delivering that piece of mail onto their home with messaging that's more broad or category focused. Again, getting in the home, so when they're having that conversation about that exercise bike or that vacation or some other medium to high consideration product, they can have that conversation with their spouse or their friends or their partner and make that decision together while holding your brand. How awesome is that? Your brand in your customer's home. As you read more and more articles about iOS 15, you will hear suggestions that you should further diversify your marketing channels. Those people would be right. Over the last year, consumers have doubled their time on digital channels, so you need to be everywhere your customers are. They are driving their cars, shopping in malls, eating in restaurants, listening to music, news, and podcasts. This should lead you to digital out of home and audio advertising, both digital and terrestrial. Koja can help you with these channels and all the ones listed above. So please let us know if you want to brainstorm ideas that could be right for you. We know you can't do everything, So we want to help you figure out what you should do and help you navigate those conversations so you can get back the highest return on investment as possible, get the best deals, knowing that we, Cogent, will hold them accountable for you. That brings us to the end of this week's podcast and newsletter. So please give the newsletter a read, share it with your friends, give us a shout, let us know how we can help you reach your consumer in this challenging time. Thank you, and have a great rest of your week.